Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. And when it comes to celebrating our lives as we age, there is no one better to speak with than our guest today. Dawn Fleming has been living her best life and helping others do just that through her global coaching and consulting company called Overseas Life Redesign. And better yet, she's just written a book that each of you is going to want to have in your own personal library. The title is Claim Your Dream Life, How to Retire in Paradise on a Shoestring Budget. And obviously this title is an intriguing one, and boy, are we thrilled to have Dawn with us today to share all about it. So welcome, Dawn.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, and your book, Claim Your Dream Life, is going to be officially launching on March 29th, and I'm sure that's exciting for you, as it is for anyone lucky enough to get their hands on this book. But before we begin with the book itself, I'd like to start out by you giving us a little bit about your personal history and how both your global company and as well as the book came into being.
Yeah, it was a little bit circuitous route, but I'm an attorney turned alchemist is what I call myself. And
I
went to law school in a moment of insanity after a divorce and practiced for about 7 years and quickly realized that an attorney lifestyle was not for me. It was never going to give me the lifestyle of my dreams. So I found a way out. I actually transitioned into a, more of a marketing sales role still in the legal field and had a great amount of success with that until the 2008 crash. And my husband's electrical engineering business basically went away overnight. My business disappeared. We ended up with three houses in foreclosure. It was pretty bleak period of our lives. But we had a plan. We decided we wanted to get out of the Southern California rat race, and it just took us a little longer than come what may, and jumped on our 50-foot sailboat, left Southern California in 2010, sailed 5,000 miles through the Panama Canal, and relocated to Florida. Tried Northwest Florida for a couple of years, too cold. Southwest Florida, honestly, too old. And so we ended up just saying, try Mexico, and came to this lovely little Caribbean island called Isla Mujeres off the coast of Cancun. And we've been here now for, it'll be 5 years in June. So that's how we ended up here. And it's been an amazing run. And people just started asking us, how did you do that? How can I do it too? And that's really how the book came about.
Well, I mean, it really is an inspiring story. And the book itself, again, is an inspiring read. But I really like the fact about, I've read the book. It's fabulous and it's interesting. And you provide a lot of practical tips as well as kind of the inspirational side of it. But one of the exercises that really impressed me was the one in Chapter 2 where you invite your readers to start planning a future life so that they can claim their dream life. So what would be some of the questions that someone might want to ask themselves? Again, reflecting in the, you know, the Chapter 2 exercise that you gave, just to start thinking about, you know, maybe claiming their own dream lives.
Great question. I tell you, what kind of prompted that too is a lot of the information that I was seeing about moving overseas was all external. Like, what are the 10 best places to retire in and this sort of thing? And I really think the work is internal, right? 10 best places for who, right? You really,
exactly.
Without really doing that internal analysis of what makes you happy, what brings you joy. I don't like snow. I don't want to be anywhere near snow. Somebody who skis is not going to want to be in the tropics like I am. So it's really getting clear about what is important to you in your life.
Yeah, so again, what might be some questions just to get people started in that thought process?
Sure. Well, you know, like that whole section is really, you know, like the picking the location. You know, do you love the theater? Do you like a sleepy beach town? You know, those are two different things. What is what kind of activities do you want? Do you need to be accessible? One of the reasons we picked this area is we're, you know, a 18-minute ferry ride and a 30-minute taxi ride from Cancun. I can get anywhere in the world in Cancun. So an hour, I'm at the airport. So, you know, those are the types of things. Are you going to be traveling regularly? You know, as you, I had a friend did a retreat down in Guatemala, lovely setting, but I mean, it was an adventure getting there, right? So if you're having to travel frequently, that's going to be a big thing. What about the language? Are you willing to learn a new language or are you stuck on English? If that's, you know, that's a consideration you have to decide. What kind of culture are you looking at? So there's safety. I mean, safety is a consideration everywhere. That's one of the things, it's kind of a misnomer that, oh, it's not safe outside the United States. And you know, I talk about fear a lot in the book, and it's like not the whole world is as fearful as folks from the U.S. And there's safe places and they're not so, so safe places in the U.S., in Mexico, in many other countries. So it's that local research on what is the safety consideration where you're looking at.
Oh, Dawn, those are just great ideas. And again, this book is packed with those kinds of questions you can ask yourself so that you really get, as much as one can prepare one's new life to achieve one's dream life, I think you've really laid out quite a roadmap for us, literally. So let's also start out with, why is international retirement easier than people might think it is?
Well, you know, it's easy in the sense that someone can do it. It's not really simple, though, right? So the planning is the biggest piece of it. And I think that's one of the motivations for the book is to help people plan. You know, I say people spend more time planning a one-week vacation than they do their future or their retirement. And a lot of times there's this attitude of, oh, well, I've got a financial planner, so they'll help plan my retirement. Well, that's not really their job, right? And so there's a lot of different options. Like I talk about my friend George White. He's an international house sitter. He's pretty much sold everything. He's in his mid-70s. He's doubled his personal and business bank accounts. He said, my job is to water plants and to cuddle pets. And he loves it. You know, he's got regular clients. You know, another gentleman I talk about is an IT guy. He works remotely, and he basically lives in Airbnbs. He says, my mom calls me sustainably homeless because he doesn't – I mean, if you think about the cost of housing, you know, husband – we were talking about this. In 3 years since we bought our car here, we paid about $6,200 for our Nissan Rogue. We have, it's basically, it was 3 years worth of what we paid in insurance premiums in the U.S. covered the cost of our car. Our insurance is less than $300 a year for full coverage with glass.
Oh, my gosh.
So
unbelievable.
I mean, the advantages are just off the charts. If people knew, and we go back and we're just in sticker shock. We just went to one of our favorite happy hour places. It was 350 pesos, which is about $16, for coconut shrimp, order of chicken wings, calamari, a frozen mojito, and a beer. What do I mean?
Wow. Oh,
right.
Darn, and my mouth is watering, and I'm ready to, like I say, get out of Dodge. Well, another thing you bring up is, you know, the stress reduction factor, because as we age, it's a lot of stress is not great for any people at any age, but as you get older, it's even more, I think it's even harder on your body, and of course, there's always some stress in life, but, you know, there's a lot of that, and then, too, you bring up, I think, in the book, several examples of people getting a renewed sense of purpose, and I'd like you to share some of those, but one thing I want to say, too, is one of the subtitles in your chapter is Your Soul Did Not Come Here to Retire. I thought that is great.
Yes. Yeah, big proponent of that. And actually, the research, what's so fascinating to me, I really study the law, and I don't mean the legal law. I mean the natural laws, right, the old ancient wisdom that we've known forever. And what's so exciting to me, Eileen, is so much of the latest research is proving this old ancient wisdom to be true factually from a scientific standpoint. So that's pretty exciting. And I just actually did do a podcast. I have a podcast, the Overseas Life Redesign podcast, and the latest episode I did giving ourselves, and all of this incredible medical research that's coming out that supports the health benefits of forgiveness. It's really fascinating, and I love that part of it. But yeah, the stress reduction for sure, and a lot of that is really just the simplification. Our life was so complicated in the United States. I mean, you know, we were living in Orange County, California. I mean, we both had businesses. We had these, you know, properties. And so to the extent that you can really simplify, downsize, and we were, Tom and I were just talking about this week, you know, he said, because the cost of housing is so expensive, people end up, even if they downsize into a smaller house, they're still, you know, it costs so much to maintain a house in the U.S., they don't have the money to even go see their grandkids or kids or to travel.
Yeah.
And how cool is it if you can, you know, I talk about, you know, Becca, the single mom, you know, living this amazing life. You know, her rent's like $300 a month. She has a staff of six to help with her three girls so that her quality time is with her girls, not doing laundry and grocery shopping and all of those things. That she said, you know, even moms that make six figures a year in the United States, they don't have that's not a lot. It's a lot in Mexico, but it's not a lot in the United States. And that's why I talk about this idea of geo-arbitrage. If you can keep your income the same level and reduce your expenses by 50% or more, I mean, that's just extra resources that you have to live the good life.
Oh, gosh, Dawn, this is really sad. Then the other thing in the book is you also talk about you can actually continue earning when you're retired overseas. So it's not just, you know, that you're the only outlet you have or a promise that you have is, you know, the income you've already accrued. You can continue with businesses and you know, things like that while you're retiring overseas.
Well, and Eileen, that concept has just been put on steroids with the pandemic and the work from home. I mean, there are people who, I know people here locally on the island that previously were not able to come here. One lady owns a house. She's had it for, I don't know, 18 years. She's a social worker. And she said, this is the longest I've ever been able to stay down here for the winter. She lives in a cold climate. I can't remember where. But she said, we've never been able to stay this long because I always had to be in the office and seeing clients. Now, because we're remote, you know, working remotely, I can be here in paradise and still be working. She's not retired. And so that's the exciting thing, too, is there's so many people that I talk about in the book. My friend Keisha that lives here, she's a therapist, and she just wanted to move to a different state, found out, oh, there's therapists that have their practices completely online. And she said, well, if I can move to a different state, what's to stop me from moving to a different country? As long as you have the internet service. And little did she know with the pandemic, I mean, do you know how much, you know, therapy services are in demand? I mean, her practice has just exploded. She had no idea that was coming. But what a smart move to be able to have this robust business. And, you know, I talked to my friend Diane. She actually was a career counselor like you. She's now transitioned to helping particularly women trying to survive in Social Security alone in the United States move specifically to Mexico because of the cost savings. And she sets her alarm every afternoon for 4 o'clock, and it goes off, and it's time to go to the beach. She loves white-sided beaches.
Well, there you go. You put what's important on that alarm. Well, I love your enthusiasm and these wonderful examples of things that really can make a difference in our lives. But one of the practical tips, and this I think really is an important one, is that we really do need to test the waters first.
Yes. Yes, and I do talk about that. We call it a beta test, where so it's kind of three suggestions for moving to where you want to live. One is vacation with a purpose. So if you're not able to take large chunks of time out, if you're still working or what have you, you can still plan vacations to places that you might be interested in moving to. So that's kind of the first step. And then the second one is when you are getting ready, do a beta test if you can, because then you really get a feel for what it's not stay at an all-inclusive, right? I mean, you're not going to live like that. So you want to, you know, try to rent a local place, maybe an Airbnb or something, and then, you know, try to test the waters, right? And then the third one is be open to changing locations. You know, like when we left California, we tried, you know, we rented for 6 years in Florida. We did not buy. It was a smart move because we didn't end up staying there. So we rented for a couple of years in one spot, rented a few more years in another spot, and then we were unencumbered by real estate. We could just come here and try it. So those are kind of the three things. But, you know, the three top tips I have for moving internationally on a budget is, number one, clarify what your paradise is. We talked about that already, like I talk about in chapter three. What do you want in a location? The second one is simplify. Declutter. Decide what's important. Sell the things that don't make sense in your new lifestyle. I talked about that. Me selling my little sports car and Tom selling his BMW, the motorcycle he had for 30 years. You know, just part ways with that and do that. A lot of the folks that have had great success, they downsized before they moved overseas. It makes it just that much easier. And then, like I said, the third thing is that beta test.
Wow. Well, Dawn, you have really got me excited, and I'm sure a lot of listeners out there are very excited too. So where can people go to find out more about you, your work, and, of course, put on their calendar, it's March 29th, right? They can get their hands on this amazing book. So tell us where people can go to find out more about you and your work.
Sure. So I have a website set up that is at claimyourdreamlifebook.com. And that actually has links to all your favorite retailers. So you can get the book pretty much anywhere where you like to purchase books. My personal website is dawnfleming.com, one M in Fleming. I always say there's only one of me, so that's easy to remember. And you can kind of read more about me and if you're interested in booking me in a speaking engagement or something like that, love to hear from you. But that's the best place to go. The Kindle version is out already, so if you are a electronic reader, you can jump on that, and then the physical book will be releasing on the 29th. So I'm very excited about that.
Wow, well, talk about excited. I was looking forward to this interview. You have surpassed my wildest expectations, Dawn. So before we have to close, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
Great. Well, anyway, thank you, Dawn, for sharing your valuable information, your expertise, and your insights into this truly important topic. And I urge all of you listeners out there to check out Dawn's website and this soon-to-be-released guide. You can get it now on Kindle, but it's Happy, Invigorating, and Fulfilling Retirement, your name on that. Claim Your Dream Life, How to Retire in Paradise on a Shoestring Budget. It's a valuable roadmap, like I'd mentioned, and it will ensure your well-being and life satisfaction throughout your later years, because nothing can beat living your dream life. So until next time, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, saying I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.